This is New Beginnings, hosted by award-winning broadcaster and speaker Freddie Bell. A program for and about America's 78 million baby boomers. New Beginnings topics include end-of-life concerns, health of mind, body, and spirit, housing, finance, and your career. Here's your host, Freddie Bell.
Hi, everyone. I'm Freddie Bell, and this is New Beginnings, a place just for you. Maybe you're in that sandwich community where you're taking care of your older parents or an aunt or an uncle, and you've got children of your own, and you're right there in the middle, where we've got this program right in the middle for you to help you to navigate career, finance, health, whatever it might be. And with us to start off our program is the founder of Ripple Connects. As we go into our career segment, it's Mr. Joe McKenzie, the founder of Ripple Connects. He turns candidates into contenders. You can find him at rippleconnects.com, 763-438-1621. Joe McKenzie, good morning and welcome back.
Good morning, Freddie Bell. How are you?
Unbelievable. Really excited that we're talking this weekend. And I love when we go into the literary section of our program. You're talking about this week, Ultimate Success, Breaking the Chains of Mediocrity to Transform Your Life. And you're looking at curated chapters. And I'm wondering, what chapter have you selected from this particular book that we're going to be looking at this week?
I selected chapter 3 of Kevin Leonard's new book, Breaking the Chains of Mediocrity to Transform Your Life. And it's entitled Self-Incorporated. And I thought that was very timely and very, I think, very relevant for our listeners, the baby boomer Gen X listeners that we have with New Beginnings, that can help them navigate the, you know, the mid part of their career and how to create options for themselves by, through self-marketing and really just seeing yourself as the, you know, to look and book yourself as self-incorporated and the CEO of you. And Kevin is someone that I've worked alongside in the nonprofit on volunteer boards and respected a lot of the problem solving and approaches to the work that we've been doing together. And he's written this brand new book that has really helped me. But I think this is the chapter, Freddie, that I want to share with our New Beginnings listeners today. And that's the chapter entitled Self-Incorporated.
Now, why did you select this particular chapter out of all the others that you could have picked from Kevin Leonard's book?
Absolutely. And there's some very good chapters in there. But I think the reason I chose this book for the curated chapters for contenders is that I want to speak to the people, our listeners who want to contend for the jobs in their lives to create opportunities for themselves. And Kevin's this chapter alone talks about how you see yourself as the CEO of you and to book yourself, look and book yourself to self as in regards to self-incorporated. And what I mean by that is, Freddie, often we're employed by someone and we offer our time, our knowledge, our skills and abilities. And that's what Kevin Leonard speaks to here, that's what we offer our employers, right? And so when we offer that, there's always opportunities maybe to carve out new niches within your current employer, you know, self-market some of your time, your knowledge, skills, and abilities, but also to maybe create that own small business for yourself or add new clients that you fill the need with your time, knowledge, skills, and abilities. And that's what Kevin Leonard is talking about here. It's a mindset that you know, many of the baby boomer listeners here today will understand that, hey, maybe I want to go in business for myself. Maybe I want to stay employed where I'm at. But self-incorporated is a mindset, Freddie. And I think Kevin does a nice job of framing that in this chapter.
So you're talking about a mindset as well as actually perhaps hanging out your own shingle, even while you're still employed, and thinking of yourself as self-incorporated. So is this applicable to everybody who is working today?
I think a majority of people, even if they're employed, could see, you know, having that one employer could self-market their skills to make sure that all their skills that they have to offer an employer sees. And that's that self-marketing piece. But even so, there's always that opportunity in this gig economy and the technology there. Why not start writing your own path in regards to second careers or encore careers or something after you semi-retire? And I think Kevin Leonard hits it right on the head here with that mindset of being self-incorporated.
So in this book, in fact, everybody is entitled Unlimited Success, or Ultimate Success, I should say, Breaking the Chains of Mediocrity to Transform Your Life. We're talking about curated chapters, and Joe McKenzie is focusing on chapter 3 of Kevin Leonard's book. Talk about the look and the book yourself is self-incorporated. What is he getting to there?
Really, just embracing yourself as that you have the time, the knowledge, the skills and abilities to find that next client. And it may be your employer. It may be something that you offer consulting on the side. It may be a business that you start. And so when you look at it from the perspective of having several clients, you mitigate, a lot of the risks. I've worked with a lot of people that have been laid off in their late 50s and 60s. And if you only have that, you have that reliance ratio set up, for just having that employer. That's what Kevin's saying. Having several clients, and that could mean that, you're supposed to be working here 40 hours a week, but that doesn't stop you from filling someone else's needs through your time, your knowledge, your skills and abilities. That's what he's saying here, that mindset that maybe that you add more clients that are needing those types of skills and abilities. And so that's why I think it's perfectly suited for our audience in a world that we don't have always control over our futures mm-hmm. in regards to our employment situations. But here's an opportunity to at least start with a mindset of embracing yourself as self-incorporated. What are your thoughts, Freddie?
I like that, you incorporated, Freddie Bell incorporated, Joe McKenzie incorporated.
Yes.
And I was thinking about this too, that I saw a familiar name in the book authored by Kevin Leonard, Joe McKenzie.
Yes, he did mention the hidden job market that I've spoken about here on New Beginnings. But really what he was referring to there was even within your own employer, you can unearth some of their pains or market yourself to uncover some of these pains that they may have. And that's really what he's saying there. And that does come back to having that mindset of self-incorporated. You may be working at a company that needs your skills over here. If you don't self-market yourself, Kevin says that they'll never know. And so that's why, another level of self-marketing that I've talked about for a number of years here on the career segment, he embraces in this book. And I think it's nice to complement what I've talked about over the years, but also that mindset that Kevin has, embodied his entire career. He has some very high level clients that he's worked with across the world that I have a lot of respect for. The ability for him to build this business out. He grew up in Minneapolis, but half the time, I'm trying to reach him, he's in other parts of the country helping companies grow. But that's that mindset that the author has had for probably the majority of his career, that you have your clients. And it doesn't always mean that you have to start your own business, but it's certainly a mindset that helps people have several clients that they can work with and bring your time, your talents, your skills and abilities.
Very good. So in your opinion, what are the few takeaways that we can take from Kevin Leonard's new book for our New Beginnings listeners this weekend?
Well, that mindset comes in with, market your added value to whomever, whatever client has that pain. And so you are a bit of a marketing entity, because without that marketing, Kevin's saying that no one would know what skills you bring. So if you're tasked to do this role within a company, maybe look at it as an opportunity to carve out, an opportunity to help in another area of the company. Or if it's outside that normal 9 to 5, you may be able to be a consultant for an organization that's needing your time, your skills, your talents and abilities. And that's the mindset, but along with how the attitude that you carry as someone that everybody has that time, that skills, ability to within them, it's time to have a different mindset that you're self-incorporated and you market yourself. And that's what Kevin Leonard's saying here in his book, Ultimate Success, Breaking the Chains of Mediocrity to Transform Your Life. And I know I've benefited from him, you know, through this book, but as well as watching him in action. And I think it's something that most people could benefit from just by reading chapter 3, Self-Incorporated.
Great information. So you do some fine work at Ripple Connects.
Yes, we do. We turn candidates into contenders.
And our program continues right now.
RippleConnects.com, connecting you to your better future. Hi, I'm Joe McKenzie, founder of Ripple Connects and trainer of Ripple Effect Networking. Establishing and maintaining a strong professional network is critical to you and your organization's success. My techniques will help you stand out so you can create new sales opportunities, develop and sustain meaningful connections, grow your franchise or small business. If you want to schedule Joe McKenzie to speak to your organization, email me, joe.mckenzie@rippleconnects.com. Your network plus my techniques equals more success for you.
Says the spokesman.
Hey ladies, have you ever wanted a place where you could network, shop, eat, laugh, and learn? Sister Spokesman is that place. Held the first Saturday of every month, Sister Spokesman takes place from 12 to 4 p.m. at various locations throughout the Twin Cities. And it's sponsored by the Minnesota Spokesman Recorder. Vendor opportunities are also available. For more information, 612-827-4021 or online at spokesman-recorder.com.
Sister Spokesman.
You're listening to New Beginnings on AM 950. And I want to continue right here and give you some information about AARP. There's always more to discover with your AARP membership. You have access to a wide variety of carefully chosen discounts, information, and services, and an advocate for important issues like Medicare and Social Security. Here are just some of the other member benefits from AARP. Insurance, access to auto, dental, home, life, vision, and other quality coverage for your health needs from top companies, including the AARP Dental Insurance Plan administered by Delta Dental Insurance Company. How about family caregiving? We talked about that earlier. Care guides, simple checklists, support options, and other free resources designed to help you care for your loved ones, all available online through AARP family caregiving sites. And also health and wellness, brain health tips, online tools, savings for eye exams and eyewear, and a free annual hearing test by phone. You also can get work and jobs, resources to help you find a second career or part-time work, plus access to the AARP job board, a job search tool for workers who are 50 years old and over. I know you love to travel. Vacation ideas for every budget and discounts on hotels and car rentals, flights from British Airways, vacation packages, and more. And of course, finances. You can find online calculators to help you manage your finances, access to money management tips, and more. Explore all of your benefits with the easy-to-use enhanced destination. That's AARP.org/benefits. You can download their free app right now for your digital membership card, daily news, local events, and benefits in your area.
Hi, this is Kirk Duckwall with the House Geeks and the Twin Cities Real Estate Show here on AM 950. If you're thinking about making a move, check out our free books, which you can request at housegeeks.com. The Smart Home Buyer Book is a guide through one of your biggest financial decisions. This book covers how to find some of the best values on homes and loans, how to navigate and negotiate on homes with multiple offers, all the way through getting what you want out of your inspection contingency. Don't forget about our Smart Seller, a guide through the sale process and maximizing value. In this book, we cover how to prepare your home for sale, knowing how long it will take for your home to sell, and how to determine what your home will sell for. We also uncover the truth behind instant offers. If you would like a copy of either of these free books, check us out online at housegeeks.com to request yours today.
You're listening to New Beginnings. New Beginnings with Freddie Bell.
You are listening to New Beginnings, and right now it's time for a little news you can use. We want to make sense of airport security passes. Are you tired of standing in those long lines of security and customs? Well, there are a few options that you can take advantage of that can help you to speed through these checkpoints, and I've got a few ideas for you that you can take advantage of. The first you may know about is the TSA pre-check. At this faster security lane, you don't need to take off your shoes or your belt or take your laptop or small bottles of liquid out of your carry-on. Here's how you get it. Just apply at tsa.gov/precheck. Go to an enrollment center for a background check and then fingerprinting. The fee is only $85 a year. And then there's the mobile passport app. You submit your trip details and declarations information in advance through a phone app and head to a priority customs line. You apply by downloading the app and then entering your passport information and your photo. The basic version is free. The enhanced version is $15 a year. And then the popular one is Clear. You scan your fingerprints or irises at a ClearPod to confirm your identity. That way it can't be taken. A rep then zips you right to the baggage screening. You apply at any airport that is part of the CLEAR program. It's $179 a year. You can add up to 3 family members at $50 per year. And did you know that you can visit airports? There's a trend called terminal tourism, which allows people without boarding passes to go through security and enjoy all the food and shops you find there. A couple of years ago, actually in 2017, Pittsburgh became the first airport in the nation to allow non-flyers to roam about the airport. A few others have followed. All you have to do is check with your local airport before you go. This has benefits for older Americans as well, since many indoor malls have closed. An airport offers a climate-controlled environment with long corridors for walking. We're talking about making sense of airport security passes. And I also have another idea with regard to airports that can save you some money, and you might even make a little money in the process. This is where you invite the airline literally to take your seat. You can get big bucks, free meals, if you're willing to surrender your spot on an overbooked airplane, and you can make the most of it. You can volunteer without fear. So even if you're on the fence about surrendering your seat, what you should do is step up if the airline reps ask for potential volunteers. There's no downside, since showing interest doesn't commit you. You can even get this query before you hit the gate on the airline's app, maybe, or during online checking. The key thing is to know your price. So instead of naming an amount the airline will pay you to fly later, usually a dollar amount of transferable credits for that carrier, some ask you to name your price, giving you several suggested dollar amounts. While stats on average compensation aren't readily available, the lower your bid, the more likely it will be accepted. But the higher your bid, well, the bigger your possible payoff. Seth Miller, who is an aviation analyst at PaxX.Aero, says he always picks the highest amount. He says it's way easier to negotiate down, if necessary, than to increase the bid later on, he notes. You may even be able to get an alternate form of payment. Delta, for example, offers gift cards. United, mileage plus miles. And then you can also up your odds. Making an airline employee's job easier will also increase your chances. So if you know the airline wants volunteers, tell the gate agent that you're ready and willing. Seth Miller, who I just spoke about, the aviation analyst, says he did that in April when he was booked to fly from Chicago to Boston. And after making a high bid of $950 on the airline's app, he got to the gate area early and asked the attendant if the airline still needed volunteers. And when the agent responded that someone had underbid him, Miller said he'd match. And happy for a quick resolution, the agent accepted the offer, and Miller walked away with a United credit for $850. He only lost $100. So don't forget the extras. Now, if the airline says it will accept your bid, be sure you're comfortable with the new flight you're offered. Your check bags may travel on the original flight, so you need to ask for extras like meal money if you're waiting for hours. Plus, if you have to fly the next day, a hotel room, and transportation between airport and lodging. Giving you some ways to save your money this weekend as we continue on New Beginnings. Isolation is more than being alone. According to the AARP Foundation, who strive for a future without senior poverty, they say that humans need connection. People thrive on receiving and giving, love, friendship, trust, and acceptance. But what happens when we're disconnected from family, from friends, and community? For many people, isolation takes place. Isolation isn't the same as loneliness, although they're closely related. Loneliness is subjective, the feeling of being alone, of not having the companionship or sense of belonging we want or that we need. It's something that can't be quantified by data or metrics. Isolation, on the other hand, is objective and measurable. The reality of being separated from others, not by choice, but by circumstance. You can have a small network of a few close friends and not feel lonely. Conversely, you can have a large network, but if you don't feel understood or valued in that group, or if you're unable to interact with them regularly, then isolation can creep in. Some people are more vulnerable to isolation than others. Older adults with lower incomes are at higher risk, as are those who may be acting as unpaid caregivers to a loved one. The risk increases for people of color, members of the LGBTQ+ community, immigrants, refugees, or residents of rural areas, populations that have long been marginalized. The result is that social isolation affects more than 1 in 5 older adults. The AARP Foundation says that's unhealthy for individuals and for communities. Chronic isolation and loneliness are worse for health than smoking or obesity, especially in people over 50. And when older adults withdraw from their communities, taking with them their knowledge, perspective, and talents, we are all diminished. At the AARP Foundation, they're exploring ways to help older adults connect and stay connected through programs like the AARP Foundation Experience Corps and Connect to Affect Connected Communities. They're supporting research to examine the health and medical dimensions of social isolation in people over 50. And they're funding evidence-based solutions that connect people to their communities and to each other. When people connect, they affect each other's lives. If you'd like to learn more, AARPFoundation.org. This is New Beginnings.
Recently, someone said, "You look really happy. What's up?" I had to admit that I was feeling good. My job, friends, and spiritual life are all in tune. It's just so good when you find a place that helps you over the bumps in life, affirms that you are a special person, and that all you desire is waiting for you to claim it. A place where there's no blame, no shame, letting you just be you. Embracing, loving, empowering. That's Unity South Church, a non-denominational spiritual community for adults and children. Located at 7950 First Avenue South in Bloomington. Come visit on Sundays at 9 a.m. or 10:30 a.m. Unity South.
This is the Real Possibilities Update, your guide to all the exciting things that are happening with AARP in the Twin Cities. Because if you don't think Real Possibilities in the Twin Cities when you think AARP, well, then you don't know ARP. You see, AARP is hosting free Movies for Grown-Ups screenings at theaters across the metro. They're helping protect families from identity theft and scams with the AARP Fraud Watch Network. And AARP volunteers are helping people in need complete their tax returns free of charge. So whether you're a caregiver, someone who's trying to save for retirement, or if you just want to save money and connect with friends and neighbors for fun at local events, then AARP has resources for you. Get to know AARP and see all the real possibilities right here in the Twin Cities at aarp.org/Twin Cities.
Here's your host, Freddie Bell,
as he welcomes career expert Joe McKenzie, founder of Ripple Connects.
Here's Joe McKenzie of Ripple Connects. How can you bring to light the hidden job market?
You bring the hidden job market by talking with the meaningful connections in your life and thinking critically about your network. The hidden job market is real. Up to 75% of positions filled today are unadvertised. And the best way to leverage the opportunities in that hidden job market is to talk to the people in your network. You paint a picture of what your next job looks like so they can be your eyes and ears to bring the hidden job market to you.
How can we reach you, Joe McKenzie?
You can contact me directly at 763-438-1621. 763-438-1621. Your network plus my techniques equals more success for you.
Taking prescription medication should not be a scary task. The staff at St. Paul Corner Drug makes certain you know everything about your prescription medication before you leave the pharmacy. Knowing what to expect and when and how to take your prescriptions gives you the confidence to safely take your medication and maintain good health. Should additional questions arise, we are here to help sort things out. St. Paul Corner Drug, pharmacy the way it should be, at stpaulcornerdrug.com.
Come experience Nightingale at 26th and Lindale in Minneapolis for mulled wine and delicious signature dishes from Chef Carrie and her team. Nightingale is perfect for special occasions with extensive wine, beer, and cocktail selections, along with their dedication to great service. Open every day till 2 a.m. with a full menu served until 1 a.m. and two award-winning happy hours daily. Plus, there's a weekend brunch at 10 a.m. Find more at nightingalempls.com.
Radio 950 weather, this is Eric Nelson. Today will be mostly cloudy with a high of 38. Tonight, a low of 24. Sunday, mostly sunny with a high of 43 and a low of 32. While Monday, a 20% chance of rain after 1 p.m. with otherwise cloudy skies, a high of 45 and a low around 29.
EatLocalMinnesota.com's restaurant of the week is Crooner's Lounge and Supper Club, offering a unique and contemporary spin on continental cuisine. Crooner specializes in food and drink made popular in the 1920s. Check out this fabulous dining experience at 6161 Highway 65 Northeast in Minneapolis.
Freddie welcomes Kelly Von Heidekamp of West Metro Hypnosis.
Good morning. Good morning again, everyone. Welcome back to New Beginnings. We had to step away just for a second, but here we are now. And it's really exciting to share with you our wonderful contributor from West Metro Hypnosis, Kelly Von Heidekamp. She is the founder of West Metro Hypnosis. You can find her online, westmetrohypnosis.com, 952-222-3975. Welcome back, Kelly, and good morning.
Good morning, Freddie. It's always such a pleasure for me to be here and spend time with you and our listeners.
It's exciting. And we're talking about a topic that really has captured the imagination, if not the maybe sometimes concern of people not only in our country, but around the world, coronavirus. And it's an interesting topic that you'd be talking about it this weekend. What's your perspective?
So it is an interesting topic, and I love that you said it has captured the imaginations of people, because I do believe it has gone beyond attention, and it has captured the imagination, and capturing our imagination in maybe not necessarily the best way. And so when I've been talking to people, because I do understand there is a lot of concern. It's something that we don't understand. We don't have a lot of information. What we thought, how it was being passed along from person to person, doesn't seem to be fitting the original information that we had. So anything that we don't understand always is a little bit nerve-wracking. But I do want to remind people in this segment that our physical health has such an intelligence built into it. And our mental state of mind and our emotional state of mind plays a huge part in that intelligence being able to show up and come through our bodies. You know, the new science has shown quite distinctly that our frame of mind has a huge effect on our physical health and well-being, and things like concern, worry, stress, anxiety can literally take down our defense mechanisms of our immune system. They have an effect on the cell structures of our body. They deplete our energy. And so my invitation for all of us out there, this isn't to say we don't disregard health information about washing hands and travel bans and other such information. We don't disregard that information. But in the same time, we prepare our minds so that we can have an effect on how we feel. Because whether or not there's a coronavirus, we can always move towards feelings, emotions, states of mind that are renewing, or we can move towards feelings, emotions, and states of mind that are depleting, taking away from our resources. And the focus and attention where we put our mind is really our choice. And so that would be my invitation on this weekend for everybody, is that to remember that your body has a built-in intelligence in it, and that intelligence leans towards renewal, it leans towards health, it leans towards well-being, but you also play an active role in that.
Wow, some really sage advice, and it reminds me of a saying that I read a long time ago, is that the mind has the ability to heal and even in this case protect itself.
Absolutely it does. So we are really much more powerful than we give ourselves credit for.
That's Kelly Von Hanekamp of West Metro Hypnosis, 952-222-3975, and you're listening to New Beginnings.
It's time to wake up and finally go after that goal and create that success that you've been wanting for so long. West Metro Hypnosis is making it so easy to find out how powerful hypnosis can be to help you make positive changes in your life. For only $49, you can schedule your discovery session to discover how powerful you really are and how hypnosis can help you reach your goals. So what limitation have you accepted about yourself? That you can't lose weight? That you can't stop smoking? That you can't get over a fear? That you can't, you can't, you can't? $49 will show you how possible your goal really is. Call Kelly today at 952-222-3975 to schedule your $49 discovery session. You'll be surprised at how good it feels to finally be creating your success. 952-222-3975. West Metro Hypnosis. Wake up to your success.
Recently, someone said, "You look really happy. What's up?" I had to admit that I was feeling good. My job, friends, and spiritual life are all in tune. It's just so good when you find a place that helps you over the bumps in life, affirms that you are a special person, and that all you desire is waiting for you to claim it. A place where there's no blame, no shame, letting you just be you. Embracing, loving, empowering. That's Unity South Church, a non-denominational spiritual community for adults and children, located at 7950 First Avenue South in Bloomington. Come visit on Sundays at 9 a.m. or 10:30 a.m. Unity South.
And now, our supporting partner, AARP in the Twin Cities.
Hi, everyone. I'm Freddie Bell. Good morning to you. Glad you're right here on this wonderful weekend. And right now with me is Mr. Jay Heffala. He is the Associate Director for Community Engagement for AARP Twin Cities. And Jay, welcome back to the program. So glad you're here this weekend.
Thanks, Freddie. Good to be with you.
We're going to talk about the AARP Community Challenge Grants. You call these quick action grants to make communities more livable for people of all ages. How does it work? How does AARP work with communities?
Sure. Well, we do have a long history of working with community groups and citizen groups and local governments to make improvements so all residents can get the most out of where they live, no matter their age. A lot of the improvements we can make to respond to our aging population are good improvements for people of all ages as well. And what we're doing right now, as we have for the last 3 years, this will be the fourth year in Minnesota that we are offering community challenge grants. Mm-hmm. So we know that building great places to live, it takes a long time and to build and sustain. But we also believe that these quick actions that these grants fund can be the spark for long-term progress.
Wow. So tell us about RRP and the several roles that you play to make and to promote livable communities. What do they include?
Sure. As we work with the community groups that I was referencing before, the role that AARP can play is really our advocacy work. So we're nonpartisan and we're nonprofit, but we engage in political advocacy with our volunteers and members who have influence with decision makers. We provide resources and expertise. So we have a whole group of staff who are doing research and organizing across the country so we can take best practices from one place to another in how communities are responding to their aging population and making improvements for their residents. And we are offering these grants so people can, well, I should say nonprofits and government agencies can apply for a community challenge grant right now. The type of projects that these grants could fund could be innovative programming. It could be permanent physical improvements in the community, roads and bridges and crosswalks and such. Or they can even be temporary demonstrations of how a place could be improved and made more livable. And who knows, could in time become a permanent improvement. So the grant applications are at aarp.org/community challenge. So that's pretty easy to remember, aarp.org/community challenge. The applications are going to be due on April 1st, so that's not a lot of time for folks to get their application material together. But I can say that it's, compared to a lot of grants, it's a pretty simple application.
Interesting. So you mentioned these are open to nonprofits. Can individuals apply for these grants?
There needs to be an organization or a government agency that's serves as the fiscal agent for the grant. That's how these work.
All right. So can you tell us the amount of the grant and when the project has to be completed by?
Yeah. So AARP has committed at least $1 million across the country. The average amount of an individual grant is about $10,000. So in Minnesota, they range from as small as $600 up to about $30,000. So there's some variability in what people can apply for or organizations can apply for. And the projects are to be completed by November of 2020. So that's why we call them quick action projects. Winners will be notified in over the summer in July, and then the projects need to be done by November.
So Jay, can you give us an idea of some of the grants that have been funded, what the projects may have looked like?
Yes, there have been a number of grants here in Minnesota over the last 3 years. A few of them include in Northfield, the community center applied for some mobile seating that could be used for outdoor concerts so older people and others who need a place to sit can participate and enjoy the concert. In Burnsville and in St. Paul, they used the funds to improve crosswalk safety in some certain crosswalks so that obviously people are safer crossing the street. And then up in Grand Rapids, they use the funds to improve a pedestrian bridge and to provide some signage and incorporate public art into that project. So there is a broad definition of how this grant funding can be used.
Sounds really exciting. Again, if you'd like to apply for the grant, you can do so by April 1st, 2020, at AARP.org/community challenge. Thanks for being with us, Jay.
Thank you.
And New Beginnings continues right now.
This is the Real Possibilities Update, your guide to all the exciting things that are happening with AARP in the Twin Cities. Because if you don't think real possibilities in the Twin Cities when you think AARP, well, then you don't know ARP. You see, AARP is hosting free Movies for Grown-Ups screenings at theaters across the metro. They're helping protect families from identity theft and scams with the AARP Fraud Watch Network. And AARP volunteers are helping people in need complete their tax returns free of charge. So whether you're a caregiver, someone who's trying to save for retirement, or if you just want to save money and connect with friends and neighbors for fun at local events, then AARP has resources for you. Get to know AARP and see all the real possibilities right here in the Twin Cities at aarp.org/Twin Cities.
Says the spokesman.
Hey ladies, have you ever wanted a place where you could network, shop, eat, laugh, and learn? Sister Spokesman is that place. Held the first Saturday of every month, Sister Spokesman takes place from 12 to 4 p.m. at various locations throughout the Twin Cities. And it's sponsored by the Minnesota Spokesman Recorder. Vendor opportunities are also available. For more information, 612-827-4021 or online at spokesman-recorder.com.
Sister Spokesman.
And now it's time for this week's Point of Focus.
I have a great time with my life, and I want to share it.
Nowadays, a lot of people think of positivity and optimism as something unrealistic, something almost delusional.
It teaches the cultivation of peace of mind as a power center out of which comes driving energy.
This is life and enterprise management.
I love living. I think that's infectious. It's something that you can't fake.
I happen to be a possibility thinker because I know that I can reach my goals and overcome any challenge. That's our point of focus, confidence. I'm not discouraged by what seems to be lack or limitation in my life. At one time in history, no one believed that a person could run faster than a 4-minute mile. It was implausible to imagine that a man would ever walk on the moon, let alone a black man become president of the United States. In the past, I've overcome obstacles even when I couldn't see a clear path to my success. I've met my goals and objectives because I knew in my heart that I could, and I know that some of you share that same thought. When you hold on to this kind of confidence, hope replaces doubt, and your mind sees a new dawn. If I'm ever in doubt, I simply re-energize my confidence because I know that everything works out well. If you'd like to learn more, all you have to do is visit me at www.freddiebell.com or call 888-639-9738. Or you can reach me by email. It's freddie@freddiebell.com. freddie@freddiebell.com.
If you're ready to reinvent, recalibrate, or retool your career, Ripple Connects can help. Visit rippleconnects.com. We work one-on-one with our clients in a safe, collaborative fashion designed to significantly improve the likelihood of landing the ideal engagement. Take control of your job search and create your ideal future. Engage with Ripple Connects, where we turn candidates into contenders. Go to rippleconnects.com.
Our show features the concerns of America's 78 million baby boomers in employment, finance, health and nutrition, spirituality, and even entertainment. Every day is a chance for a fresh start.
Seward Co-op, serving the community for nearly 45 years, invites you to shop their two convenient locations, both offering the strong commitment to local producers and healthy foods you've come to expect. Seward focuses on locally grown and raised products, fair trade, and environmental sustainability. Shop their selection of meats, artisan cheeses, and house-made baked goods. Find Seward at 2823 East Franklin Avenue or the Friendship Store on 38th Street and 3rd Avenue in Minneapolis. More at seward.coop.
There are so many times in life when it's important to have a plan. I'm attorney Rachel Schroman, and I can tell you from experience that so much pain can be prevented with an estate plan or an arrangement for long-term care costs. I work with families with many different dynamics and budgets, and my goal is always to give them peace of mind while helping them protect their legacy. Learn more about me at schromanlaw.com. That's schromenlaw.com.
As we continue with New Beginnings, we now turn to Unity South in the Twin Cities, where the Reverend James Stacy is the senior minister, and they invite you to their two Sunday morning services at 9 a.m. and at 10:30 a.m., as well as to their numerous weekly activities and classes. More information is found at unitysouth.org. Here now is the Reverend James Stacy with a lesson already in progress.
It's not yet springtime, although it's looking like it's going that direction. But even though it's not spring, perhaps like me, you have a to-do list. Or for someone you know, a honey-do list. It's a good thing to have someone to help. But have you noticed when you start a project and you remember to look at the instructions? It almost always reads, read the entire instructions before you begin. The question is, do you? Before we start fixing or tinkering or figuring out our life, we're called to read the instructions to life first. In other words, to wake up before you clean up your life. If we begin to alter our ways, make amends, change how we do things before we read our instructions, that is, before we awaken to the power within us, our whole view could be limited to the problems we see, our imperfections, our pains, our weakness at times. Myrtle Fillmore long ago advised a Unity student who wrote to her. And this woman went on and on. I confess, I've gone on and on too. On and on. And she said, oh, Mrs. Fillmore, this isn't working. On and on, and I can't do this, and on and on. And Myrtle wrote back to her, and she said, dear, you've looked among your faults. Why don't you try looking among your virtues, your powers? I would like to say, perhaps you should read your instruction manual, the truth of who and what you are, before you start taking on the challenges of your day. Jesus told a great story about this process. It's recorded in the Gospel of Luke. I'm just going to share the highlights. It's known as the prodigal son. This one son of a man's two sons asked his father for all his wealth, for his inheritance. He wanted it all, and he went off into the world and through his choices, lost his inheritance. And then he found himself in poverty. As the story goes, the man was given the task on a farm of what we call in Missouri, slopping the pigs, giving the pigs their old husks and stuff to eat. And he began thinking, wow, that's starting to look pretty good. He was hungry. But then he awoke. Some of the translations of the Bible said he came to himself. He had an inner realization. He said, my father is wealthy, and I'm starving. I don't even get this pig slop because they eat it all up. He said, I will go home to my father, and I will say, I'm not worthy to be called your son anymore. I have squandered my inheritance. I have brought shame upon the family. But would you take me in and care for me as you do your employees? Just give me a job and a little shelter and a little food. So he practiced that speech on his journey back home. And when he got there, he rehearsed his speech. He said, I forfeited any right to be treated like your son, but I'm wondering if you would treat me like one of your hired hands. The father, seeing the son at a distance on the road, ran with great compassion and met him on the road, embraced him, kissed him. And then the son gave him his speech. Father, I've really wronged you. I've really messed up. I don't deserve to be called your son. But you know, the father didn't even listen. He called out to his servant or his servants and said, get the fatted calf. Get the feast going. We're going to celebrate. My son who was lost is home. Is home. That son, like so many of us, was willing to immediately confess all of his errors, all of his problems, and in a sense of shame and guilt, to surrender before his father. But his father, like our Creator, would not even listen. All it knew was its child had come home. And so I'd like to suggest that when we're tempted with the troubles of our lives, the things that our hearts are telling us, oh, it's time for a change, or you better fix this, you better, as we say, clean up your act, don't forget to read the instructions first. Calling Myrtle Fillmore to mind again in her story of her healing, many people said, oh, Mrs. Fillmore, you must have been healed in an instant. She said, no. I caught the idea of life, but my body needed some time, in her case, 2 years, to heal itself. Once she caught the idea, I am a child of God. That's my instruction. That's the truth of who I am. An expression of infinite life and power. That's what I know inwardly. And as I hold to that truth, if I remember my instruction manual, then in time and in process, I can make the changes in my life that I think are for my good. I can clean up my act, whatever that may be. I may make amends. But as I do it from a sense of power, of inner spiritual capacity. I don't do it from a sense of shame or guilt. Wake up before cleaning up. The poet Mark Nepo, who's on the cover of the current issue of Unity Magazine, it's there in our library, he wrote, misery is a moment of suffering allowed to become everything.
You just heard a message coming from the Reverend James Stacy, the senior minister of Unity South in the Twin Cities. More information is found at their website at unitysouth.org.
Sometimes you want to go where everybody knows your name.
You want to be in a place where people know your name. The message is positive and you feel fulfilled.
Come be inspired at Unity South Church. Unity South is a non-denominational spiritual community with roots in love, acceptance, and prayer. We believe that you have an indwelling spark of divinity. Come visit us this Sunday for the interactive discussion at 9 a.m. or the regular service at 10:30 a.m. Unity South is located at 7950 First Avenue South in Bloomington. A stimulating and uplifting Sunday school for preschool through 18 years old. Unity South Church, embracing, loving, empowering.
Thanks for listening. Thanks for calling. Thanks for making us a part of your weekend on New Beginnings. This is Freddie Bell reminding you that every day is a chance for a new beginning. Goodbye, everybody.